Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. My name is Russell Brunson, and I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but with a twist. You see, 50% of my time, I'm the CEO of ClickFunnels, helping over 100,000 brands to grow their companies with funnels. And the other 50% of my time, I'm actually in the trenches using ClickFunnels to grow the startups I believe in. During this podcast, I'll take you behind the scenes and show you how we are bootstrapping ClickFunnels and my other businesses from startup to nine figures and beyond. Welcome to the show. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. I want to welcome you to the Marketing Seekers Podcast, but I also want to welcome you back from Funnel Hacking Live. Some of you guys just got home. Maybe you're traveling home right now. Well, by the time you're listening, you're probably home. But anyway, we got home yesterday. We normally stay for a couple days afterwards, but our kids came this year, and they had school, so we jumped in a plane the next day, flew home, and now it's Monday, post-FHL, and Colette asked me, like, what do you want to do today? And I was like, well, I don't know. I want to go do what I normally want to. Like, normally I'm like, I can't do the stuff I want to do because I'm working on a presentation or an event or something. And I was like, I want to go read. I want to go record a podcast. I want to go talk. I want to go just think. And so that's what I'm doing today. It's been really nice. A lot slower pace and just kind of doing the things. Like, I spent half the day thinking about, like, what are the big dominoes I got to knock over in the next 90 days in my core companies to be able to hit the goals I have for the rest of the year? What are the big dominoes I got to do with my family, with my wife? What are my big dominoes with my kids? And so it's kind of fun to sit down and just map some of those things out and start thinking about that today. And then, I wanted to actually come in the studio. I have a little, it's like a 3x3 room, this little podcast studio where I record this podcast sometimes, but also recording audiobooks. And during Funnel Hacking Live, I talked a lot about the Secrets of Success project. And one of the bonuses I'm giving is going to be audios to a book that I spent $1.5 million for. And so I wanted to record one of the books today. So I'm going to go grab that here in a minute and read it. And I'm so excited for that. And anyway, just a lot of really fun, exciting, cool things. So anyway, I just want to kind of give a recap of FHL. In the past, I've done like a day-by-day recap every speaker and stuff like that. And honestly, I don't feel like doing that this year. Whenever I do that every year, like usually, I feel like I'm gypping people out, those who didn't show up. You know, like, do I give them all this stuff? But also it's like, I'm not giving you enough to like, without the feeling of the experience, without the emotion, without the network, the environment, the atmosphere, like you don't get the same, I don't know, you don't get the same thing. You know, even last year we did an encore after FHL, and I actually just today kind of said, let's don't do the encore. Like, I don't know, there's something about being in the room and you watch it secondhand and you don't get it. And then it's like people like, oh, well, you know, I don't have to come in person because it's going to be shown later. So like just today I canceled. I'm like, no, we're not doing an encore. Let's just, you know, those who were there got experience, and those who didn't, like, they missed it. I didn't want to go speaker by speaker because, like, even if I tell you, like, here's my big takeaway, like, you're not going to get the takeaway without the experience and the energy and the pre-frame, the post, and all the things based on it. So, but I did want to share some stuff that I thought would be hopefully helpful for you, whether you were there or not. If you were there, maybe it'll be insightful as well. But, you know, preparing for an event like this is always hard. It's fun for me because, like, I could ask people in our community to speak, and a lot of them, you know, they get a 28-minute presentation, and they'll spend 3 or 4 months perfecting it, which is what's so cool, because then you hear these guys speak, like, their presentations are flawless because they've prepared for it. Like, they know this is a big shot on a big stage. They want to be perfect, so they practice, and they prepare, and they hire people to help them coach through it who have spoken in the past, and so their presentations nail it. For me, it's hard because I had 11 presentations this FHL, and so I can't practice and perfect 11 presentations. You know, it's like, I got to do my best and go out there and give them. And for a lot of it, stuff that I've thought about or talked about a lot. So a lot, some are easy, but there's a couple that are, you know, that I really care about and I really put a lot of time and effort into. One of them was actually at the end of this presentation is where I offer people the Tucumla Quebec's coaching program. So, but leading up to it, I gave a presentation showing how I have a goal to try to do $100 million in recurring revenue in the Secrets of Success business in the next 2 years. And so I kind of walked through it. Here's the step-by-step process. Step one, I'm doing this. Step two, and I walked through the whole thing, and it was like, it was one of the presentations I was most proud of. I got, people were blown away by it. Just kind of see the whole thing broken down. But what was kind of cool is, if you look at the way we structured Funnel Hacking Live this year, in fact, I got so many people that told me this was their favorite event ever. And the reason why is because of this one thing that we did. Now, Funnel Hacking Live in the past, like, we have a lot of speakers talk about different things, different avenues that are cool. But this year, everything was kind of wrapped around this concept and the principle of the linchpin, right? And so it's like, based on that, you have to build an email list. And then you got to have traffic, and then you've got to have a continuity program, and then a MIFC, and then more traffic, and then dramatic demonstrations, and then more traffic, and then live events, and then more traffic. And so what I did is one of my first presentations, I explained the whole linchpins, people saw it. And then the next 2 days, we had people teaching just on email lists, just on continuity, just on MIFCs, just on dramatic demonstrations, just on traffic, like going through each of the pieces. And I had a video in between each one kind of re-syncing it back to the framework. Like, okay, you know, the Devon, who would typically intro the speaker, he would intro the video. And then I had the video and it was me saying, okay, now inside the linchpin, there's this piece. And this is why I had so-and-so come speak here, because I'm going to show you exactly how to do this. And it would show the framework and show this is the piece, right? And so every presentation that was tied to linchpin would sync back to that. So it got people back focusing like, oh, this is where this fits in. Oh, this is the context of where this fits in the grand scheme of things. And that was really cool. So again, I taught the linchpin and then we had everybody teach pieces of it. And then that presentation was me saying that. Let me show you the whole thing as a whole as I'm executing, how I'm doing it step by step. It was so cool. So that's probably my favorite presentation that I did give. There's another presentation I was excited to give, and man, I just ran out of time. It was my intro presentation. Last year's intro presentation was called The Drifters versus Driven, and it was really good. I feel like I was nervous and awkward a little bit. In fact, I replayed it a couple episodes back ago, so you may have heard it. I was nervous back then because I'm always nervous, especially first presentation at Funnel Hacking Live. You walk out and there's 5,000 people, and you're like, oh, it's always a little nerve wracking. So. But I was proud of that one, but I have a bigger vision. I've been working on this Secrets of Success book for way too long, and I'm finally getting to the point where, like, I'm feeling I have the frameworks and stuff figured out, and I was just really excited to share with it. The problem is partially I ran out of time, and partially I just kept changing it and tweaking it and changing it and tweaking it. Even on Monday, we got there, my family went to Disney. I spent all day Monday rewriting it, and then I woke up Tuesday morning, and I didn't love it, so I redid the whole thing again. And then that night, we took everybody out to Universal Studios. We rented it out. We had a huge party with all the Inner Circle and two CCXers. Had a huge party there, which was awesome. And then came back that night, and I didn't like it. And I worked on it until like midnight. I was going to wake up at 6 in the morning and keep working on it, but I couldn't fall asleep. So like, and I got up at like 1 o'clock, and from 1 to like 3:30, I worked on it again. And then I fell asleep. I only got 3.5 hours of sleep that night. I woke up, and then I was working on it. And then I had to go down and get my pictures and everything happening and the doors open, and I didn't finish it. Like, I have the thoughts in my head, I know what I wanted to share, but like, I didn't get it done. It wasn't done in time, and then like, I didn't try to practice it. Like, it was just all the things, you know. And so when the presentation started, the beginning I felt was really strong. I was really proud of it, actually, for probably the first third of it or so. And I started getting the spot where I could feel it not quite hitting, not quite landing. And so anyway, not super proud of it. I mean, it was great. People were like, it was amazing. I'm like, no, it was good. It wasn't great. And I didn't explain things I wanted to correctly. In fact, it was funny because everyone's like, it's great. It was fine. Don't worry about it. But I just had this like uneasy feeling. So like, I came back my next session afterwards and I told everyone, I was like, yeah. I was like, I didn't, you know, hopefully this will give you guys permission that, you know, for you just to go publish and put things out there. But I told this story. Basically, I told the story of Dean Graziosi. We were at this mastermind group and we were sitting on a campfire, and Dean talked about, I shared the story in Expert Secrets, or sorry, in Traffic Secrets, but I talked about how a good comedian will, you know, you'll see him on stage on the Tonight Show or something and do his 10 jokes and they all land and like, hey, he's the funniest guy in the world. But what you don't see is behind the scenes where he's going out and he's giving a presentation, you know, he's going to a bar, he writes 10 jokes, he gives them all, and only one lands and their 9 are bombs. So he goes back home, you know, keeps the one joke, writes 9 new jokes, goes to another dive bar, does it again. This time he lands 2 jokes, 8 flop, comes back, deletes the 8, writes 8 new ones. Now he's got 10 jokes, goes to the next place. This time 4 land, right? The 2 landed before plus 2 new ones. So he deletes the next 6 and he does it back and forth until he's got this killer presentation. Then he, you know, hits the big leagues. And for me, I've been giving presentations on the success stuff I'm trying to share for the last 2 or 3 years. And like, I just haven't like nailed it yet. Like, I'm getting closer and closer. There are parts that have been amazing. Times in Mexico when we had the Inner Circle that were super powerful and different places, but like, I just haven't been able to like to get it to land yet. And this was another test of me trying, and it partially landed, but not fully landed. And like, it was just frustrating. But I would share with everybody, as I said, do you guys realize, I mean, how many of you guys remember the very first time I taught Traffic Secrets from stage of Funnel Hacking Live? You know, I can't remember what year it was, but I was like, who has ever seen that presentation? And a bunch of people's hands went up. I said, you're all lying, because I was so embarrassed after it came out. I literally deleted that video from all the archives. Like, it's out of our, like, we don't even have copy of it anymore. I was like so unproud of it. And that year, Dana Derrick's had an event, so he invited me to it. So that was my next time teaching Traffic Secrets. I kind of bombed there as well. And then I did a two-day event for the two CCXers on Traffic Secrets, which was better, but it helped me think through a lot of the things and get things organized in my thoughts. Then I started writing. And I wrote the book. And the next FHL, I gave a presentation, and it landed on Traffic Secrets. And I was like, for me, the same way, that's how I developed it. Anyway, so I'm kind of in the same spot with this stuff. It's like, it's in my head. It's there. I just haven't figured out how to, like, perfectly organize it. I'm excited to. But this year, like, the title of it was so cool. It's called The Calling Versus Resistance. And it's like the calling that we hear, right? We have to go out there and we want to go and, like, try to take over the world. And I think most people in our community have felt that before, right? Like, these desires, these things that make us want to go and pursue something. We may not see the finish line or understand what it is, but, like, we have this desire to move forward, right? But as soon as you have this desire to move forward and you decide, I'm going to make a commitment, I'm going to go do this thing, then instantly comes resistance. And resistance, the book War of Art by Steve Pressfield, such a good book. Fast read, too, by the way. But it talks about, like, the hardest thing a writer has is not writing a book. It's sitting down to write the book. Like, it's the resistance that keeps you from just doing the thing, right? And, like, that's the resistance. That's what's holding us all back. And so it's interesting because I talked about that in the thing, just like the resistance. Like, as soon as you commit to something, then it's like everything, the resistance hits, right? Like, I don't want to do the thing. You lay in bed, alarm goes off, like, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to work out. I don't want to do this thing. Right, your draw to your phone, to social media, to Facebook, Instagram, to this, to that, to check your emails, to listen to your podcast. Like the resistance is pulling every direction except for the thing that is your calling. Like, its entire goal is to detract you and derail you from that, right? And Napoleon Hill talks about how the devil wants you to drift, right? And I kind of explained, like, that's the whole point. The resistance is trying to get you to drift, to become a drifter, as opposed to someone who's pursuing something, chasing a dream, someone who, our theme this year, Funnel Hacking Live, was being a dreamer of the day, like someone who's pursuing their dreams and chasing, someone who's actually driven. So it's these two things, right? It's similar to the driven versus drifter presentation, but it's a bigger thing where it's like the calling you feel versus resistance holding you back, and like that battle back and forth and how to combat that. So that was like the theme I was trying to deliver. And I kind of got there. And I want to talk a lot about, like, your conscious versus your subconscious mind, how you have to use your conscious mind to train your subconscious mind to do the things you want, and then how fear comes in, and how you have to protect yourself from fear and block that stuff. And then from there, like, we have to build out the habits and routines consciously so that we can train our subconscious mind. Like, that's the next piece in the puzzle, right? And then from there, it's coming back, and, like, we have these beliefs that keep us from it, right? And it's like I wanted to start teaching about, like, self-image psychology, like, our self-image is the thing that causes the things. How do we change our self-image? And using Maxwell Maltz's theory of the mind. And, like, anyway, I was like, all this stuff I wanted to share, and I just got clunky and I couldn't quite get it. And then I want a title at the end to the hero's journey. And, like, it just didn't land. I could feel it. Like, as I'm giving, I was like just messing up in places, not explaining things the right way. And, like, I was trying to explain how your conscious mind has to choose the thing you want. Like, it chooses your definite purpose, right? And then it's got to train your subconscious mind to do it. So it does it by creating habits and routines to get to train the subconscious mind. And so you do things over and over and over again. I talked about wrestling, how, like, you know, and how the training of it is how you turn something instinctual, like, it becomes instinctive. That's how you win, is through instincts, not through consciously thinking about a move, right? If I'm wrestling someone, if I'm consciously like, oh, I should shoot right here, and as soon as I think that, it's already too late. Like, I missed it. Right, the goal is to train it so many times that your subconscious mind knows the second you feel this that boom, it hits it, right? And that's true in all aspects of life and business and in all of your reactions and things that happen. And how do you train that? And anyway, someday I'm gonna get this thing in a way that I can explain it to you guys. I just gotta put it in a book. I've written this book and rewritten it probably 4 or 5 times now, but I think I'm finally getting to the precipice, to the spot where I'm like, I'm about ready to deliver this and share it with you guys. So anyway, that was my intro presentation that I was trying to nail. Didn't feel like I nailed it, but it got me excited to like, I was like, after I was done, I was kind of bummed out because I was so tired anyway, and that kind of bombs. The first day was harder for me. I was like, hard to be excited. I was so tired. Jocko came that night and presented, which was awesome, but man, I was on 3.5 hours of sleep, plus like me not feeling like I nailed my first presentation. I was so tired and so like, oh. But then that night I passed out, got like, I think 7.5 hours of sleep, woke up next morning, was on fire. And day 2, 3, and 4 was just flawless. Like one of the best events we've ever done. So anyway, for those who were there, that's some of the little behind the scenes of what happened. Those who weren't there, again, like, man, if I had a friend who's spending $4 or $5 million to put on a party for me and spending, you know, weeks of his life trying to craft messages in a way that'll transform everything. He curated an event. You know, we had Andy Grammer come, we, you know, private concert to like make it so fun. Like, it was just like, you guys, it's worth your time, energy, and effort to really figure out like how to get there. I promise you, it's worth it. This year's Fun Hiking Live is gonna be a little different coming up. Right now, Fun Hiking Live is in September, and it used to always be the first quarter of the year, which I liked better because it's like New Year's resolutions. We're all like, beginning of the year, we're kicking it off, and like, that's how we used to do it. And then when COVID came, it kind of threw everything off, and we got bumped down to September. And I'm trying to bump it back. So Fun Hiking Live, this was Fun Hiking Live 9. Fun Hiking Live 10 is going to be moving to the next February. So it's like, I think 17 or 18 months away. So it's a ways away. So because of that, we decided in between there to do a smaller, like a virtual one. So we're going to be doing Fun Hiking Live 9.5 next September, and then 10 will be in February of that year. So anyway, depending on when you're listening to this, we are selling tickets. We had event-style pricing where you could get 9.5 and 10 for the price of 9. Or sorry, for the price of just 10, plus the $200 discount. So basically for like, I think $797, you get tickets to both of them. So if you want to be part of that, go to funnelhackinglive.com. If it's still there, then there's an opportunity there to get tickets to both events for the price of one, plus the $200 discount. So this is the cheapest they'll ever be. We'll be selling just the tickets to virtual alone for $500. And so you can use them at $297, which is insane. So go and grab them, funnelhackinglive.com. That's kind of it, you guys. Anyway, I hope you're doing awesome. Hope you enjoyed this this podcast episode, and those who were there, hope we served you and gave you an experience that will literally change your life forever. You know, we spend so much effort trying to curate something that'll give you literally that life changing experience. I feel like we did it. I feel like it was such an amazing experience. Hopefully, it was for you as well. That said, thank you so much for being part of our community, for being a funnel hacker, for believing in us, for being around now 9 years in a row amongst the ups and the downs. You know, it's been a brutal road. There's positive times, negative. You know, the beginning when you're succeeding, everyone's cheering for you. After you're at the top, that everyone's trying to tear you down. And we felt that both directions. And I'm just grateful for those who are hardcore, like not our fair weather fans, but the ones who have been here from the beginning, those who are still here, those who, you know, are cheering us along during, you know, the battles we're going through, as opposed to turning their backs and, you know, doing what some people do. So grateful for you guys. It means the world to me. You know, in football and any sport, you know, there's the fans that, like, when you're winning, they're on your side and they love you. And then when the team's struggling or whatever, then, you know, people quickly forget you and shift over. And just grateful for the people that aren't fair weather fans who are here for they're here for it all. You know, we are giving literal blood, sweat, and tears, putting in, you know, all of our money, investing into this thing that we are creating for you, that we believe in, that we think is going to change your life. And so, anyway, just grateful for you guys who were there and appreciate you all. So with that said, I'm going to go grab a book. I'm recording a book for the Secrets of Success membership site, which is launching here in about 2 weeks or so. So in fact, if you're interested in helping us promote it, we have a 2-tier affiliate program coming out. You basically give away some unpublished Napoleon Hill books for free to your list, and from that build a ton of recurring income. It's literally the greatest opportunity ever. So if you go to secretsofsuccess.com/JV, go to that page, you can become an affiliate there. Like I said, 2-tier affiliate program, so you can invite your friends and people you know who can promote as well, and you can get paid really well first tier and second tier, and help us with launch coming up. It'll be a lot of fun. So that said, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you being part of this, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.